You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Phone rings, door chimes, in comes company. Hey, Ron Shoshana reporting for BYU Show, the podcast with the Broadway Podcast Network at Company's opening night on Broadway. Another 100 people just got off of the train to celebrate at the Jacobs Theater side by side. This Stephen Sondheim and George Firth musical is directed by Marion Elliott, starring Patti LuPone and Katrina Link. The all-star cast is in good company and are grateful to be back on Broadway. I'll drink to that. Thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show.
The BYU Show.
The BYU Show.
Hey, my name's Katrina Link.
Company opening night, how are you feeling?
Pretty great. It's been a long time coming, it feels like. So feels good.
So many emotions, so many parts of this musical. Is there one specific song or one specific moment that really hits you every night?
I do really love when Patti LuPone gets her 5-minute standing ovation after Ladies with Lunch, I gotta say.
Yes.
It's pretty great. Depends on the night, but anytime that we hear the orchestra like just soar over the house and just getting to hear this music is one of my favorite things.
It's such an innovative set. What does it feel like to be doing a revival but have it be so fresh and so new?
I mean, it doesn't really feel so much like a revival. It does, like you said, feels like a totally new production, and Marion Elliott's genius has created this whole new way of telling the story.
And just lastly, what does Sondheim's legacy mean to you?
That was just a small, short question. Just no biggie. What I really love about his legacy is that he was so interested in telling a human story and both sides of stories, and he really captured the difficulty of communicating two things at once, like that ambivalence of it's this and it's also that, and that's kind of as human as you could get. So what does his legacy mean to me? It means like, oh man. I'm just really, really grateful that he created the work that he did, and that we got to have him on the planet.
It makes you feel being alive.
Hi, I'm Matt Doyle.
Is that Matt Doyle?
Oh my God.
Is that Matt Doyle?
Oh my God. Is that Matt Doyle? Is that Matt Doyle? Are they here? They should be here.
Matt Doyle should be here. It's your company opening night.
Oh my God. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. It is so overwhelming and magical and everything that I hoped it would be. I mean, it's really incredible.
Matt Doyle. That is Matt Doyle, actually. If you're asking, is that Matt Doyle? This is Matt Doyle.
Oh my God. Hi, Justin.
Yeah.
Hey. Hi, Justin. Into the McElroys. How are you?
If you know, you know. And if you don't, we'll talk. Yeah. But Company, my goodness. And your role, just every time, it just gets this massive applause that it deserves. How does it feel for you?
Unbelievable. I've never, ever had a moment on stage like that, really. And I've played some roles with some really, really great songs before and great numbers, but not only do I get to perform Getting Married Today, which is just so, so brilliant, and you just get to fall into those lyrics and let it carry you through, but also Marion Elliott's staging of it is mind-blowingly good, and I just get to go along for the ride, and it is such a treat every night.
To have worked with Sondheim, what does that mean to you?
I don't think there's anything more profound in my life. He was so, so giving and so generous, and he made me feel like I belonged, and that was stunning to come from a legend like himself.
It's interesting because I've seen the video of Sondheim back in the day, back, talking about what not getting married today was like, and address the audience, but it's this inner turmoil and like this master class. Yeah. To then portray that, I mean, the emotions, can you give us like a little rundown of what's going through your head?
Man, I just feel like I'm literally just saying every single emotion that has been in me since I was a kid. I am the most anxious person in the world. And it all just gets to come out on stage in that number. And on top of that, it's just every single thought is so brilliant. I mean, if you really break down every line of this song, every line is funny. Every line is smart. The very just brilliance of "Don't tell Paul, but I'm not getting married today" is so hilarious. And it's just such a thrill to get to wrap myself up in every single thought.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say directly to your fans?
Oh, God, I love you all, and you all got me through the hardest time ever. Truly, I can't say that enough. I am so grateful for the Broadway community, and we're here, and now you're back, and we love you. I mean that.
I'm Nikki Renee Daniels.
Opening night, how are you feeling?
I feel great. I'm just so relieved that we made it.
Yes, I so understand that. Now, you have this moment with physical acting. You and Christopher Fitzgerald, my goodness. I don't want to give too much away, but I will just say physical acting is, what does that scene mean to you every night?
You know, Katrina and Chris are such masters that I just felt lucky to be sharing the stage with them and to be a part of the scene. And it was a little intimidating at first to, like, be, you know, with them. But I think we've made it our own, and we've really deepened all of the acting in the scene, especially since last year. And it's just a lot of fun every night. I really look forward to it.
Yeah, you, Katrina, oh my goodness. It is such a masterful. What does it mean to have worked with Sondheim?
I mean, gosh, I just feel so honored, really, and so lucky to have shared the air with him even for a little while. I mean, he's the reason we're all here, you know, and more not just company, but, you know, as a teenager, I looked up to him so much and his work, and it's so inspiring as an artist. So to be able to be a part of something that he created and to have a rehearsal that he watches and gives notes on is just like an opportunity that I'll never take for granted that I was able to have.
We spoke about Katrina, but working with Patty, I mean, this is just like legend after legend.
Yes. I mean, I wrote Patty a card, and I was like, the thing I love about her most is that she treats us as if we're equals. You know, she really does feel like we're an ensemble, even though she's royalty and we're, you know, mere peasants.
I would not say that. Just me speaking here. Is there anything else you want to say directly to the fans?
Come see Company. Come support Broadway and live theater. We're back and better than ever.
Back and better than ever. Company!
Hey, Patty. How are you feeling tonight after finally 2 years off? You're finally here at your opening night. What is it going through your head?
I don't know. That's the answer. My MO this time is all the time. You know, when somebody says, how do you feel? I don't know.
Oh,
I'm just getting through.
Itai Benson. I play Paul in Company on Broadway.
Company! Opening night.
It is.
Hugs galore. How are you feeling?
I'm overwhelmed with feeling. There's so much joy. We've been through so much. I can't believe we've made it to this point. We've crossed the finish line. We've been waiting almost 2 years for this moment. So here we are.
Does this make it even more emotional than a normal opening night?
Of course. Of course. Overnight, about 2 weeks ago, this show became about something else. And it became about paying tribute to the master and upholding the legacy, and this is more emotional than any opening I've been a part of, I think.
Yeah, and what does Sondheim mean to you?
Sondheim was my gateway into this entire business. When I was 14 in high school, my first show was A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and then it went into the Woods and Assassins and all that. I went down the rabbit hole. I keep telling myself that high school me is just freaking out right now. Can't believe that I get to do Sondheim on Broadway and that I got to meet the man himself. And I feel like he's here with us.
Yeah. What could be better?
Oh, so beautiful. I'm Brittany Coleman, looking absolutely fabulous tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's been a while since I've had an opening night. So I have to go all out.
Go all out. And it's Company, Company.
Yes, it is.
Do you have a favorite lyric or a favorite moment in the show?
Oh, gosh. Oh, there's so many. It's hard to pick just one. Let's see. I get to be one of the lucky few that get to be on stage when Patty sings Ladies Who Lunch. So there's always a minute in there where I'm in her direct eye line, and it's terrifying and wonderful at the same time. That's definitely my favorite moment. My favorite lyric, I have to say, Let's see. Good things get better. Bad things get worse. Wait, I think I meant that in reverse. Honestly, the whole Sorry Grateful song is one of my favorites. It's just, there's beautiful, beautiful takeaways from that.
You're getting me emotional all over again.
Yeah, sorry. It's a very emotional night.
Very emotional. And, you know, having the legacy, the honoring of Sondheim. Yesterday, we dimmed the lights for him. What was that like between yesterday and now opening the show?
Oh, it's incredible. It really just shows the legacy and where we fit in this little piece of the puzzle in terms of, like, from, oh my gosh, from start to finish, the history of company in general, to have Barbara Barry here tonight. I mean, it's just, it's such a testament to how many lives he's touched. So, yeah, we're feeling that tonight.
You're listening to B-Way Show. This is Christopher Sieber.
And Jennifer Simard.
Yeah, she's next to me, too.
Company opening night. What does this show mean to you?
Everything right now. Right now. It's so great. I mean, we did it. We're open after almost 2 years. It's amazing. We're here.
Yeah. And for me, I'm going to date myself, but I was born the year this opened originally. So it just feels really full circle in that regard.
If you were to describe this show to friends, how would you describe it?
Love, fear, commitment.
Love, fear, commitment. Love, fear, commitment. Happiness, togetherness, and joy.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite lyric or a favorite song?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to say it together?
Yes.
All right. Everything's different, nothing's changed, only maybe slightly rearranged.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love that. And anything you want to say directly to fans?
Hey, fans, come see Company.
And thanks for supporting all of Broadway. We need you and we love
you. Come on back. We're having a blast and you will too.
Hi, Rashidra Scott. Opening night on Broadway. How are you feeling?
Surreal. It felt like this night was never going to come. All day, I kept saying I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Even by like 5 o'clock, I was like, there's still time for a COVID test to come back positive. It's not gonna happen. And it's happening. I don't, it's crazy. And I'm happy and I feel very lucky.
I have very similar feelings. I like couldn't sleep last night. I kept thinking, oh my God, please Company, please open today. Please let it run smoothly.
I was up until about 4:45 this morning, which is really fun because I had work to do at 11.
If I may call out Matt Doyle, he liked a photo of mine at 2:30 and I go, Matt Doyle, you should be asleep right now.
No one was sleeping last night. I was liking things at 4:30 and finally was like, Rashidra, get off your phone and try to go to sleep. Yeah.
Why is it that the night that we need to go to sleep, we can't?
Anxiety, jitters, nerves, all of the things. Your mind never stops.
Anxiety. Do you have a favorite lyric, a favorite moment in the show?
I'm on the spot. Yes. Many. Honestly, I think one of my favorite moments is really just hearing the appreciation of the audience or from the audience of the show. It is such, everyone says that it's the quintessential New York show, but it really and truly is. And I think one of my favorite things as time goes on and as we continue to do it is we get like the smarter New York audiences who are quieter and they're not necessarily cheering as much, but they're totally there with us and they get it and they laugh at very specific jokes that we get them in at very specific things, and those are really fun moments.
Yay! Ooh, what an answer! I'm so introspective now. New York, concrete jungle, where dreams are made of.
Okay, I'm done.
That was perfect. All right, happy opening.
Thank you so much. Good night.
This is Greg Hildreth. It's a show about the thing that we've all not been able to do for the past 18 months, which is gather together, to get together. You know, how we've all reprioritized our lives and how different things are important to us now as well.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Thanks. Good to see you too.
What does this show mean to you?
This show is like, Do it. She's coming in a couple of weeks. This show, I mean, doing this show to me is like what my 11-year-old self like dreamed being on Broadway would be like.
Yes, I feel that.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Claiborne Elder.
Opening night, Company, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling so good. Finally to open this show after 2 years almost, it feels incredible.
Your character, my goodness, you bring all the laughs. What goes into that?
You know, I sat down with Marianne Elliott before we started rehearsals, and I said, I want to make all of this true. I want to believe all of it. And and she said, "I dare you," basically, because it is such, it's so bizarre. And we sat and we beat out every single thing together, and she's an incredible, incredible leader and partner and collaborator.
It is such a joy to watch you. I've seen it now back-to-back nights.
Great.
And I can't wait to see it again.
But please, come back.
Thank you. I will. Is there anything you'd want to say directly, Sondheim's impact?
You know, Sondheim's given me a lot. He gave me my first job ever in New York. This is my 13th professional production of one of his shows. I told him once that I never set out to only do his work, but it seems like that's what I'm doing. And he said, "Oh, I'm sorry." But so he's had an incredible impact on my career. And also, he writes for actors, and all of us, that's what we want. Yeah. That's what we want. So,
amazing.
Hi, I'm Manu Narayan of Company on Broadway.
Opening night on Broadway, how are you feeling?
Oh, Shoshana, it's amazing. It's amazing. I never thought we'd get here. I woke up at midnight worrying that I would test positive for COVID, you know, and not be able to be here. So it's really a blessing to be able to be working. So many of our fellow actors are not working. To be working at such a high level on Broadway in a show that is very special with an incredible director, creative team, incredible cast, incredible leading ladies, both of them, Patty and Katrina. It's a dream come true.
And what does Sondheim mean to you? What's his legacy?
I mean, his legacy, what he means to me is he was a surrogate artistic father. You know, not simply because I've worked on two of his shows and gotten to meet him and hang out with him and be mentored by him, but because just working on his pieces makes you a better actor. It forces you to become a better singer, a better actor, a better performer. So his legacy will be that for generations, just like Shakespeare.
Hi, my name is Beth Malone.
Beth Malone, we are at Company. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling excited. I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited to love my friends who are throwing down some Sondheim in my face. I can't wait.
Throwing down Sondheim in your face. I absolutely love that. Now, there's another Sondheim Company with Now Sunday in the Park with George Tick, Tick, Boom reference. Ooh, from that Sunday diner scene. What was that like?
Oh, it was glorious. It was also sort of frustrating because it was during the pandemic, so we couldn't really get close to each other. So it was the best hang that never was, you know. It was so close. But then when we got to reshoot, we did some reshoots, so we got to hang out because the restrictions had lifted a little bit. And then we just got to do the premiere where we had a bunch of photo shoots together. So that was like, wow, we can touch each other. We can hug each other. It just felt really great.
If you could say something to Sondheim to thank him for everything, what would you say?
Yeah. I would say
my birthday?
My July like 15 year old self. Thanks to you for saving my life. Yeah, I mean, I had Sunday in the Park on vinyl, and I wore it to it was like smooth. The grooves were gone by the end of it. So, it was. I feel like I saw that show and I never saw it. I listened to it and I looked at the, you know, the jacket of the album, and I just lived it. It just was precious, precious to me and to my heart.
Thank you so much.
I'm Marty Cummings.
We are at an opening night. It's Company. This is like the event of the season. How are you feeling?
It is the event. This season, it's been a long time coming. Aaron, hi, how are you? Good to see you. Sorry. Hi. Good to see you. I'll message you. It's good to see you. Are you gonna be in there? Oh, work. Okay. Sorry.
And another 100 people just got off of the train.
I love these things because it's like it's always like a little like high school reunion when you see friends you haven't seen because of the pandemic. But I've been saying all night. The very last night that Broadway was open, I saw Company, so I'm really happy to be back for its official opening. And obviously, you know, with the passing of Stephen Sondheim, it's really special that this show is on Broadway and Assassins is off Broadway, and a whole new generation is going to see this iconic work. And Patti LuPone join Ladies Who Lunch is probably the most epic thing I've ever seen in my life. Matt Doyle was the guest of my very first drag show 11 years ago. So seeing him in this is just incredible and full circle. And it's a really good show. So everybody should come see it.
I can't wait. Is there anything else you just want to say to beta fans?
Watch all the bootlegs. I love a Broadway. I know producers don't like that, but like it gets young kids excited about theater and so yay. You're listening to B-Way Show, the podcast. Oh, that's right. I love doing that. Yeah, work. Okay.
All right. Enjoy tonight.
Hey, I'm Caitlin Kinnunen.
Company opening night. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling very excited. I'm very much looking forward to everything that's going to happen tonight.
Have you seen this? What does Sondheim mean to you?
I haven't seen this yet. It's been a very long time since I've even seen the show in general. And Sondheim just, to me, represents musical theater. All of it. Every single element of it is Stephen Sondheim, and I'm very excited to see this and how they honor him and all of the good things.
That is amazing. Anything else you want to say directly to your fans?
Come see theater. We're here. It's happening.
Hi, I'm Donna McKechnie.
Here at Company's opening night, how are you feeling today?
I'm so excited to see this. I'm thrilled. I've heard just great things about it. And I'm honored to be here, actually, you know, to see, celebrate Sondheim in a very special way like this. And knowing that he loved this show so much, you know, it's wonderful.
It does make it a little extra emotional on top of a normal opening night. What would you want to say to honor Sondheim's legacy?
I'm just so proud to have been able to know him and to work with him, and I will continue to perform his songs as much as I can because they connect with people and they make everyone's lives. He's so specific and about people feel seen when they hear his lyrics, and so I'm going to continue to sing his songs and celebrate him.
Hi, I'm Lily.
Hey, everyone. Shoshan here with Lily Cooper, Company opening night. How are you feeling?
Hey, I'm feeling pretty fabulous. I've gotten a lot of compliments on my faux fur scarf, so I feel very special.
I was about to compliment it.
Well, thank you.
So, Lily, we've seen each other at so many events, Nick Blamire's concert, opening nights. I mean, you are just everywhere.
I am, and believe it or not, I have a 3-month-old baby, but I'm very lucky because I have a big family support system in the city, so I get to go out on my mom nights and then go home to my beautiful baby.
I just have to say, knowing how tiny your baby is and how wonderful you are a superhero.
I just love the theater so much. I mean, when he's old enough, I'm going to be bringing him with me to the theater.
Are you feeling being back?
Yes, yes, yes. So what does Company and Sondheim mean to you?
It means so much. Sondheim is really the music that I grew up on. My mom bought me the CD to Company when I was 10 years old, and I wore it out on my little Discman. That ages me a little bit.
Yeah, I feel that.
So it feels like a very full circle moment because my mom's with me tonight.
Oh, that is so beautiful. Well, I hope the two of you have the best time tonight.
Hey, I'm Carrie Butler.
Hey, everyone. Shoshana here with Carrie Butler at Company's opening night on Broadway. How are you doing today?
So good. I'm so excited to celebrate Sondheim and see this show. I did it in college.
What does Sondheim mean to you?
I feel like he is, the Shakespeare of our life. Like, we were so lucky that we were alive to see his new creations and just, I was really heartbroken when he died. And we've been through two heartbreaking years. But it was just like, oh, I'm never going to get to see another new Sondheim show. But all of his work will still live on, and it's timeless. So, well, today, I heard they reinvented the show. So I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah, I saw it last night, and there were so many moments where I was like, ooh, I love what you did there.
Okay, I'm excited.
And from the Broadway perspective, what's it like to know that Broadway's back with this revival, but with such fresh new life to it?
It's very exciting. I went to see Come From Away the other day, my first Broadway show back, and I loved it. Everyone had a mask and it didn't matter. I've just been dying to see theater and to like be back to normal-ish, so I'm excited.
I'm Marianne Elliott.
Hello, I'm Chris Harper, the producer of Company.
Company opening night, this is just absolutely stunning. How are you feeling today?
I'm really excited. I'm a bit nervous. But I'm ready to party.
Yeah, I mean, we're overjoyed to share it with audiences again. It felt like a very long time. The whole pandemic felt like, was it ever going to come? Were we ever going to come back? So to get to share it here tonight on Broadway is just beyond thrilling.
Yeah. I saw it last night, and just the way, the direction is just so truly stunning.
Thank you.
Can you talk about what went into the staging and it's really innovative.
Well, I suppose, it's months and years of thinking about it. It doesn't just come. And I talked a lot to Steve Sondheim about it, and we kind of he heard about my idea for it, and once he came on board with that, he kind of was very much on board, as if he was like a, as if it was like a new piece. So he was extremely collaborative, and we just worked and worked and worked on it, and kept thinking about it and growing it. And we've done it in London, and it's slightly different here. So hopefully this time around, the second time in New York, the one that is actually going to open, it's hopefully going to be its best version.
And you know, this show has had many lives, but this is such a fresh take. It's so innovative. What do you want to say to audience members?
Well, I think what audiences get when they come and see Company, and particularly Marianne's production, is it's a really good fun night at the theatre. It's very funny. I think people are going to have a good time, and that's what we want right now, right?
If you could say something about honoring Stephen Sondheim's legacy, what would that be?
Well, we were really lucky, truly blessed, that Steve came to our first preview back, and he was the loudest laugher and the first person to stand and the first person to clap, and we had a big drink with him and the cast afterwards. We had a great time. He was in great shape right then, and that was only a few days before he passed. But we feel honestly so grateful that he was there with us, and that we know that he loved it, so that we can truly go forward now every night honoring his memory.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to echo everything Marianne said. He was an incredible collaborator and extremely generous to allow us to do this production. And once he came on board with the idea, he was nothing but our greatest champion. So we're just so beyond thrilled and grateful for him and his masterful work.
Hi, I'm Sis.
Hello, everyone. Show here with Sis. How are you feeling tonight?
I feel good. I'm ready to see Company, honey. I never seen it.
You are going to love it. I very much hope so. I just saw you at your concert.
Cisgendered.
I've been to a few 54 Below shows, and the energy in the room that night was unlike anything I've ever felt.
You know, that's what the girls are saying, so I'm happy we gave them a show.
How are you feeling about that? What do you want to say to your fans?
Shout out to all my bad bitches.
With Oklahoma, and just like, you are the moment.
She is. I mean, look, it's a birthright. Being the moment and being a star, that's all I'm here to be.
We love that.
Hi, it's Donna Murphy.
Hi, everyone. Shoshana here. Donna Murphy, Company opening night. How are you feeling?
Very emotional, both in the excitement and the anticipation, and in deeply missing Steve's presence, even though I've said this a few times already, but he's everywhere. He's very much here. But I love this show. I haven't seen it in a long time. I'm so excited about this production, and I know he was so proud of this production, and he got to see it. So I just very much feel his presence, and I have a lot of friends in this company of Company. And so I can't wait to cheer them on and support them, and I know I'm in for a really exciting night.
What does Stephen Sondheim mean to you? What's his legacy?
Very busy. He changed the way we told stories in the musical theater form.
For me and the network.
And he recognized and expressed the complexity of being human. You know, and as an actor, like, the gift of being able to express that, it's like, for me, he's always been the best fit for me, his writing, the way he collaborates. And thank God he was as prolific a writer as he was, and some of us got to be in the room with him, and he left all this beautiful work, which is like Shakespeare's work, because I know that Mandy has said several times that he's Shakespeare of our time, and I agree. And that work will be with us and with future generations, and interpreted and told over and over again, as it should be.
That is absolutely beautiful. You're making me very emotional, and like the best way to honor his life and legacy. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening to B-Way Show, the podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, rate, and review so you can be a spy on the inside for future episodes. Thanks to all the show trans, and special shout out to the Showstopper and Shonanigans levels. Judy Kottner, Naomi Kottner, Teresa Piliero, Margaret Howie, Shannon Wheeler, Alyssa Wallace, Cindy Howard, John Benson, Julie Larkin, Ashley Stazak, Lisa Michelle Martine O'Neill, and Eva Finklausen. If this was your jam, you can become a show tran. Head over to Patreon.
patreon.com/BWayShow. You get exclusive access to film performances, photos, and interviews, as well as up-to-date news on what's going on in the theater world. It's a fun time. Come check it out. Thanks as always to Kyle Braxton, aka Geddon, for these awesome beats, Jelani Remy for the beautiful intro riff, Alex Brightman for the Showtime promo, Chelsea Hill, aka Illustrating Diva, for the cool cover art, all the wonderful guests, and all of you for listening. Broadway shows are announcing their new opening dates. While we're excited to see everyone get back to work, we must stay vigilant in our calls to make theater a safe space for everyone involved. We need reports on how companies will be enacting anti-racist, anti-transphobia, anti-ableism, and anti-abuse work. We can't go back. We must move forward. Get your vaccine, wear a mask, be safe, and let's take care of ourselves. Proud member of the Broadway Podcast Network. We'll see you at the show.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.